Mom, Dad, I humbly suggest you save some money and shop Amazon for back to school. It's for my growth, meaning my body's growing at an alarming rate. And clothes you buy me this year will be very small very soon. Plus, the clothes I love today will be out of style tomorrow. But at least your wallet doesn't have to be my fashion victim if you shop low prices for school at Amazon. Hopefully this is helpful. Amazon. Spend less, smile more.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
We rolling? Here we go, boys. Here we go.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It's not just Caleb. They're ready to roll. That's what you want with a kid that you draft. I guess the question is going to be, is the speed of the game going to be an adjustment for him?
Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL reporter Lindsay Theory, author and actor Jay Ellis, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran. Coming up, actor Eric Dane. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Lots of fun in our neighborhood, watching what's going on, what France and Spain are entering extra time now? What do we got?
I think we're going to overtime.
Overtime, to use the Dan Patrick phrase. So keeping an eye on what's going on in the Olympics. A bad handoff, guys.
It was a bad handoff.
A bad handoff will kill you.
Talk about the mesh point. Not great.
You know, I've very rarely ran track, but did it in camp at one point. Those baton passes would just make me
very
so
hard.
Nervous. So nervous. You know? But I'm also I'm a nerve rack guy. You know, that type of guy. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Eric Dane going to be joining us. A lot of you folks may know him from Grey's Anatomy, his time there. I think the last time he was on here was in support of The Last Ship. You remember that show on TNT?
I do.
Spent many years doing that. He'll be joining us in support of One Fast Move, available for streaming now exclusively on Prime Video, released yesterday, of course. Prime Video is one of the many, many ways that you can stream anything you want right here on the Roku portal. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Phone lines are all completely lit. We'll get to those in a second as well before we get out of Dodge. Let's talk about the men's contest against Serbia a little bit more here. We just chopped it up in our Roku only briefly before we finished up hour two. You were not nervous? 13-point deficit entering the fourth quarter against Serbia and Jokic? Doing his Jokic things, and you know, a lot of the Serbs were not missing. They were killing it.
Lights out.
I'm cool with it.
You were not nervous at all?
No, because Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, there was just a point where I was just like, these guys are not losing this game, and I would have been far more shocked had they lost. That's just me personally after years of watching basketball, looking at Steph, looking at LeBron, looking at KD, the way Embiid was playing.
Embiid was playing well.
They weren't defending. They couldn't get around screens, and the switches were off, and Serbia couldn't miss.
They didn't. And it's
Though Jokic had, you know, he got in foul trouble. He got two really early in the first quarter and then kind of had four late, you know, in international basketball, five, you're out. And so he was kind of playing, you know, flirting with disaster there for the whole fourth quarter.
Did you see at one point Carmelo was sitting courtside telling Durant to ISO and Durant ISO'd up and he made
it. Yelling for Embiid to get out of Melo was down there.
Melo was waving him off.
You know? Melo was really coaching yesterday.
Because all hands were on deck, pal.
Because he needed to, because one guy wasn't.
Because Melo was up there with Prime
Jordan.
Get
over the whole
Tatum
thing, man. Get over it.
I mean, Kerr wasn't great. I mean, you're playing guys who aren't effective, so why not? Ant was terrible. Durant was rough until the second half.
Yeah, but he didn't start.
Same with Devin Booker. Couldn't hit the broadside of a Bard until he had a big three late. I
like the fact that he's just like, and everyone has to understand it. We're tightening the rotation. LeBron's finishing. Curry's finishing. Durant's finishing. Embiid is finishing.
Tighten the rotation.
And he chose Booker. In the fourth quarter? Absolutely, you're tightening the rotation.
Charles Barkley made this point that others kind of took issue with, but he's right. Any sub you bring in is better than any player on the team you're playing. So what I don't buy this whole tighten the rotation issue.
I understand. I see what you're saying there, what Charles would be saying. I was nervous, I'll tell you that.
I for sure thought they were losing.
Like I said, it just maybe it's me. I just, the way Steph was going, I was just like, when it comes down, they're going to lock these guys down.
But eventually the go-ahead basket from Curry rattled in and out and bat in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way stuff was going.
Embiid was awesome. Maybe the best he's looked in a big game of high stakes.
Great.
He had the block. He had the dunk on the
baseline. LeBron on the break, too.
LeBron had the tying hoop. Durant, obviously, you know, the greatest Olympic player we've ever had.
That's what I said before, and you were giving me the whole Syracuse Carmelo thing.
Well, Melo, I mean, the Melo argument is definitely to be made, Olympic and Melo was nice. That dude in the Olympics. I mean, please don't ever forget
NBA
that.
NBA Twitter yesterday was like calling for LaMelo to kind of Superman, like reveal the jersey and come out and play, you know.
But yeah, the superhero. Fact that he was yelling from the baseline for Embiid to clear out so KD, like, you're right. He was into it. Everybody was into it.
It was fun. Man. It was a really hype game.
There you go. Now it's France in the final.
The gold medal game, and people were pointing out it's going to be on 8, 10, 24, which is all three of Kobe's numbers. He wore 10 for Team USA. And
maybe I just have more pride in Team USA ball than you guys do when you're thinking that we're going to
You know,
lose.
TJ, I think you're just an eternal optimist, and you know, see the light. I saw a 17-point deficit and thought, this is a wrap.
13 points with 10 minutes to go. 10 minutes. These quarters are not, they're not 12.
Yeah. No, they're 10. You don't have 10. Enough time.
I know.
To really make a comeback.
You know, I know.
You look at the two, man, pressure bust pipes. Like these guys, I mean, I understand what basketball in Serbia, it's big time and all
it's
that.
It's Jokic too.
This is.
Well, look, you say that and I got a stat for you. They were lights out from 3, 0 of 10 in the fourth quarter from 3.
Well, because they buckled
really
it up. They buckled
really
down.
It.
Yeah,
they fought through picks. They fought through.
They missed some wide open ones,
because things got tight. And you know what happens when things get tight.
Didn't Dwayne Wade at one point scream out knuckleball for one open
three? Dwayne Wade's been great, by the way.
Shout out Noah Eagle and Dwayne Wade. Yeah, they have been awesome and really great to listen to. We obviously knew that Noah Eagle is a rising star in our world.
Next.
Right. But
he's
I've been really impressed with Dwayne Wade. Yeah. He's been really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been great. Yeah. Gold medal game this weekend.
Bogdanovich balled too. He was on a mission. Oh, like somebody talked about his mom or something. Like he was heated.
It was a fun game.
Let's get to our Friday favorite staple.
Yeah,
what's more likely? Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do you got over there,
guys,
Christopher?
Happy Friday,
yeah, buddy.
Jay Felly, congratulations, man. Love you. we got games. I'm so happy we got games, and I'm not just pulling things out of thin air. So all of these kind of relate to matchups from the first preseason week. We saw them play last night, guys, Patriots and Panthers. Who's more likely to not finish fourth in their division this year? Pats or Panthers?
Oh, God. Oh,
wow.
I would say the Patriots are going to have a better season than the Panthers, but I don't think they're going to be better than the Jets, Dolphins, Bills. And I'll go out on a little bit of a limb here. I mean, I guess I'll say, I don't know. I'll say Panthers. I think they're both finishing in last again.
Yeah, I agree with you too. But hey, you never know.
But then again, we didn't see Bryce Young or Andy Dalton last night.
Yeah, they sat, I think, 32
so
regular players.
We have no earthly idea about the Panthers. I think we have a better sense of the Patriots and the AFC East. So I will say the Panthers would be more likely.
South a little more wide open.
But to get out of fourth, because I think the Saints are in a last place. I don't think the rest of that division is a last place team either. So I don't. I think you. What's more likely is this will be an inoperative question.
I wrote this like three different ways too. It was like to have a top three pick, to have more wins.
I understand.
I was trying to be as polite as possible.
I think the Patriots will have more wins than the Panthers.
But
I just think
you do?
Yes, I do. Huh. What else?
Interesting. These teams also played last night, Lions and Giants.
Oh
really,
my.
Really entertaining game.
Yes.
What's more likely, the Lions make the Super Bowl or the Giants make the playoffs?
Lions reach the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
I need to see more about the Giants, pal. Still. I like that Daniel Jones is healthy, and you know, I think he knows this is it, right?
He should. He went to Duke. He's a smart guy.
No, I know. I know. And Malik Nabers is going to be, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
He's open. He's a freak, man.
Did you see what he said last night?
Yeah.
You want to get that one ready if you don't mind, Hoskins. We'll put it in here because I don't know when we're going to be able to talk about it with a guest coming up and all our phone lines lit before we get out of Dodge here in this third hour. It felt good to be back on the football field, neighbors said. Playing in a real game. We had a plan. I wasn't sure if I was playing. I did a very good job of getting open, but everything has to go my way to get the ball. It was kind of slippery out there. I think I could have done a better job of creating separation, getting better looks for the quarterback to throw in better spots. That's all I can do. Continue to do what I do. So he did finish up with the, I can do better.
Sure.
But he's already got the wide receiver lexicon of things have got to go my way to get the ball because it's up to me, I'm open.
They're always open.
Always open.
Oh, my gosh. Is this going to be fun to watch?
It's going
to
be fun.
Chris, but I think the Lions reaching the Super Bowl is the more likely scenario right there.
Because I remember once Reggie Wayne was here and we were in the green room and I asked him, I said, Reggie, was there ever a time you weren't open? And he looked at me like I insulted him. He goes, no, I was always open.
Yeah, yeah. Every receiver is wearing open. 7 or 11.
He's like, always open.
I love it. Okay, how about this one? Quarterback, the more likely quarterback with a new running back to rush for more yards this year.
Jalen Hurts or?
Lamar Jackson. Ooh. Ravens and Eagles this weekend.
I'm going to go Jalen Hurts.
They had roughly the same amount of yards. I'm gonna Lamar go had him by 200.
I know. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts because I'm just going to feel like Lamar's going to.
He's got 22 back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, just to make sure I get this right.
Barkley, oh, man.
You're asking which quarterback's going to run which quarterback's rush for more or the running back?
Quarterback going to rush for more yards.
I just want to make sure I had that.
Yeah. Lamar had 820 and Jalen had 6 and change.
Yeah, but Jalen didn't run as much last year because I think he was hurt.
Yeah.
And I just think Lamar, I don't know why I think Lamar's is going to be more of that pocket passer guy, although he's lean. He said he was fat.
He lost weight, yeah. He's lost some weight.
But, I mean, gosh, great question. Hurts is, you know what, I'm going to flip here. I'll go Lamar.
You're flipping.
I'm flipping.
You're flipping.
I'm flopping. Him at the mesh point with Derrick Henry. What if he keeps it? Good luck. Good luck.
You say it hurts but and Barkley. Then he says Saquon. You say the same thing.
What a question you asked me. All right, hold on a minute. Magic 8-ball.
Oh, yes. Now we're talking.
Oh, buddy. It's
here. Am I,
remember, ask it a yes or no question.
I know. Am I right to say Lamar has more yards than Hurts? All right, here we go. And it says, don't count on it.
Ooh.
Hurts. So I'm still going Lamar, but the magic 8-ball means I should have stuck with my first answer.
You're going to disrespect the 8-ball like that?
But I think we say that these are the top two in the league?
For quarterback rushers?
This year.
I
suspect it's more likely that you're talking about the top two.
I suspect Jaden Daniels might have some sneaky rushers.
Interesting.
This year.
What else, Chris?
These two teams play each other this weekend. Who's more likely to start more games this year? Sam Darnold or whoever is the Raiders QB1?
Oh, I'll go Sam Darnold.
Haven't heard anything about the Vikings in the last 3 weeks.
Well, because like I told you, they told Sam Darnold, come here, we're drafting one. But you are going to be the guy. Just look at what Baker Mayfield's doing. I was told this. I think Kevin O'Connell, who's on this program, didn't say it outright. But this is going to be Sam Darnold's opportunity, and this is a team that he can take to the playoffs, just like Baker took Tampa last year, and then Baker then signed his contract for multiple tens of millions of dollars, and maybe Sam Darnold can have that opportunity because it's going to be J.J. McCarthy's show at some point. I don't believe it's this year, and I don't know if so Raiders QB1 will be whoever starts week one.
Yeah, pretty much.
I will go Sam Darnold. And that QB1 will end up
flip flopping?
Yeah.
Who starts more games with AOC or Gardner Minshew?
Oh, dude. You got me on that one. I'm still gonna go Gardner. Again, because he's making more money.
Right.
You're not paying him to just sit there and
he's got a 2-year $25 million.
Look handsome.
Yeah. Look handsome. All right. Before you answer, I gotta give you the numbers first, but which quarterback is more likely to have more touchdown passes to receivers this season? Trevor Lawrence or Patrick Mahomes? Now, in 2023, Trevor Lawrence had 15. Patrick Mahomes only had 12 touchdown passes to wide receivers this year.
Well, I mean,
last year.
Does that surprise you?
Jags and Chiefs play each other.
Does that surprise you based on what was going on offensively for the Chiefs last year?
Travis Kelce only had five. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised.
Here's my answer.
Touchdown passes to wide receivers.
And I know Christian Kirk is
in
back.
2024.
They got the kid from LSU in the draft. And they got Gabe
Thomas
Davis.
Jr. They got Gabe Davis. Okay.
I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes. I got a sneaky feeling.
That they're going to have the best wide receiver duo in the league? Like
I have a sneaky feeling that Andy Reid is just a little bit antsy like Mahomes about not going broke, taking a profit. And he wants to kind of go for broke a little bit more this year.
Mm.
I'll go
He'll
Mahomes.
Get handled when it gets handled.
Damn straight it's going to be. Just hearing that is all you need to hear.
Mahomes only had 27 touchdowns last year.
That's why he's the fourth best player in the National Football League. Oh, boy. I don't think anybody's given enough credit to just how Mahomes has got a chip on his shoulder. He's one of those guys who's just like, there's not enough yachts to water ski behind, and there's enough out there to manufacture in your brain to make people feel that you feel disrespected. He's got that in him. I think
disrespect. Mahomes being fourth in the top 100 or Tatum DNPing in the Olympics.
Mahomes.
Yeah, right.
Chris, just imagine this. Tatum goes out there, tears up his knee. He's gone for the next season. You would rather him just be chilling on the bench.
I hope he sits out in 2028. All right. Holdout wide receiver to miss week one. LOL, Ayuk, or Chase? That's CeeDee Lamb for everyone wondering.
I'm going to say none. I'll say none, but if pressed.
Well, that's none, not an option.
If pressed, I will go with Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh. We haven't heard anything on that front either.
That's because you haven't heard the Velcro wallet of Mike Brown being ripped open.
Mike Brown is bucking that trend. They have a new
if
locker room.
There's anybody out there who could sit back there and go, not going to do it. It'd be him. So that's the only reason why I choose Ja'Marr Chase. It has nothing to do with knowing anything about close to the situation or not. You know, I started the show about how I think Ayuk and the 49ers are going to eventually, that's my belief, that they're going to stare into the abyss and say, we're better with you. And he'll stare into the abyss saying, I'm better with you too. So let's do better and get this contract done. And, you know, at some point, Jerry will digest his Wagyu beef.
I mean, he dropped
he went
a
to high school. He went to college.
Yeah, high school, college. Yeah, no. I ate at Nobu. Like, you know what I mean? Okay.
The lychee martini, all that.
No. All right, last one. These two teams play each other this weekend.
He picked up the check, right?
Obviously.
Man, okay. I would hope so. And I feel like they're in similar boats. So who's more likely to make the playoffs this year? The Seahawks or Chargers?
I'll take right now. I'll take the Seahawks because I need to see what Justin Herbert's foot is, dude. With all due respect to Easton Stick, I now can say something disrespectful, but I think that makes sense to leave it there.
Yeah, he's right down the street.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, he might walk over here.
Yeah,
come on now, dude. Come on now. Seriously.
Don't you feel like though these are very similar teams?
I need to see what's up with QB1 across the street. I now have an official hitch in my giddy up, despite my love for Jim and belief how he will plus the Chargers up like he did the Niners. But we got to see Herbert out there, and I got to see him run around, and I got to see like it's not he's questionable week three. You know, all of a sudden we haven't seen him on the injury report, but week nine, there it is again. Yeah, those foot injuries, man.
Feels like that could linger.
So I'll take the Seahawks right now as we're sitting here. That's what's more likely.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Great SNL skit.
Right.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
That's what's up.
Careful. Can't go anymore because that'll be in your head the entire day if I go any further on that, right? That's fun.
That's what's up.
Careful. One Fast Move is available for streaming right now, and one of the stars, Eric Dane, is coming out of our green room to chop it up with us here on a fun Friday. Don't go anywhere. Back on the Roku channel and more in a sec. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We just saw a clip of One Fast Move on Prime Video, available right here on Roku. It started streaming yesterday, and you could stream it right now after you enjoy this chat with Eric Dane here on the program. It's good to see you, man. You haven't been here in a while. You were last here for the last ship. It's been a while since we've got out. Yes.
Has it been
it's
that
been
long?
It's been that long, yeah.
Well, I feel like it's I've seen you here and there.
Yeah, I know. We see each other around town.
So it's yeah, but it's been a long time,
it has.
Man.
But not it's not nearly as much as you and TJ. Because I mean, as soon as you came out, TJ is,
I know
he knows everybody in this town, and you guys were just hugging it out.
Well, we're in a fantasy football league together.
Why do I not know this?
We're in a fantasy football league together, which we've been in for. He's been in for 2 decades, right, TJ?
This will be year 25 for me.
I've been in for a decade.
You know, this is 17 for you.
17 for me?
Your 17th year. Yeah.
Wow, I'm old.
Damn.
Yep.
Who's it? How many people are in this league? How many people are in
we
this
got
league?
10 teams now. We had 12 when Eric. It started off with 2 people left one day, and I needed to fill a spot. I went to a party one day.
You're the commissioner?
Yeah, I created
he's the commission.
Yeah. And Eric will tell you I'm a great commissioner.
He's hold on a second. Oh, no. Now yeah, you must. The... Now I must defer to you, Eric.
He's a pretty good commissioner.
He said great. You didn't.
I mean, all my needs are met. So in that regard, he's a fantastic commissioner. I can only speak on behalf of me and my team. Kane is able.
Oh, okay. Kane is able.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because his team co-manager has a cane that he walks with.
Okay. So very good. Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, so I needed to fill one spot, and then I go to a party one day, and I meet Eric. And I'm like, this dude's the man. And so I was like, yo, bro, you want to play fantasy? And he was like, sure. So
17 years later.
17 years later.
Have you won?
Twice.
Twice.
Two-time champion.
Two times in 4 years.
Oh. Yeah. And how long is it?
What was my secret?
Yeah, sure.
I chose really well. We have an auction draft. We're an auction draft league.
Oh.
And I spend my money wisely.
Uh-huh. Auction draft.
Auction draft's the move, bro.
I'm not that into auction drafts.
You like the serpentine?
I do. I like the snake. Yeah.
The snake is a little bit, it's kind of like you get draft position and that sort of determines how well you draft.
Well, I mean, in the beginning it might be a little luck, but then there is some skill, but it also goes fast. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sit there and...
I agree.
You know,
like, we're a bunch of geeks, though. We love it. I mean, we turned this. At one point, we had an actual auctioneer we brought in
yes.
to run these auctions.
Are you serious?
We did.
Yep. So we had somebody would stand there and just be like,
that was their job.
Like at Sotheby's, you know,
like at Sotheby's. Yes.
I mean, we've gone to Vegas for our draft. We were part of some fantasy football, I don't know, company that literally took our whole league.
I don't remember that. Was I a part of that company?
Yeah. Did you not go to that?
Because
you know you've missed a few drafts for work, so sometimes
you're a busy man.
I've had proxies
draft.
There.
Yeah,
I've always made sure I had a good team.
Okay, so is this a keeper league as well?
It's not a keeper league.
Okay, so we're starting from scratch.
Starting from scratch.
Okay, and so, well, now I can't ask you who you're targeting in the draft this year.
Well,
I'll ask anyway, so you can answer.
It doesn't matter. It all comes down to who's willing to pay the most for him, and I'll go until the wheels come off with Bijan Robinson.
Really?
I will.
Why?
I like him this year in that offense. I liked him last year. The coach didn't use him very well.
Yes.
I felt his frustration because I had drafted him
and spent good money on him too.
And then there was that one week where he was active and then just didn't play at all, and we found out he had like a migraine. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
and then
sick
he,
right?
that wasn't good.
Terrell Davis would have played with a migraine.
Damn straight he would have. He saluted you as he scored.
Sure.
And gave you three touchdowns and
for
a victory.
Sure.
Okay. All right, so Bijan, that's your target going into the draft.
That's my target going in, and I'm not so sure everybody shares those sentiments, so I'm okay like proclaiming that nationally.
Yes.
But that's where it stops.
What's the amount that you got to tap out, that you just will not spend this amount on any player? It doesn't matter who it is. Eric Dane, what do you have for me there?
I mean, I think we were talking about this earlier. I think Christian McCaffrey goes in our league because people like to overspend on the guy.
Yes.
So in our league, Christian McCaffrey's probably going to go for like $78.
And how much? What's your budget?
$200.
Jeez.
So if your strategy is to spend a third of your budget on three studs, then $78, the math is a little bit funny.
Yeah.
But you end up with Christian McCaffrey, I guess. I'm not spending that much money on anybody.
Right. Now, you're a busy man. You've got children as well.
I do.
How do you consume your football on a Sunday? Like, do you carve out time where you're just going to sit down, or you're just... tapped out. What do you do?
No, Sundays they know that that I'm watching football.
Okay.
And I pick my spots. Obviously their activities and those come first. But for the most part, Rich,
yes,
I get to watch as much football as I want. And it's a blessing. It's a gift. It's really a gift. And it's only 17 times a year.
That's
so.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. So do you have a real team as well, or you root for your fantasy
team?
Well,
I'm from San Francisco.
Okay, so that's that.
49ers, Giants, Warriors.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's what I was born with.
So the 49ers last year got you all fired up, pumped up.
Yeah, and I'm pretty pragmatic about it. You know, I understood what was going on, and you know, it was one of those situations where it was like, okay, we had a great season, next year,
turn the page, and let's move on. Okay, I like that. And then you know, your commissioner's a Cowboy fan.
That's a problem. But we love each other. We do.
I mean, we do have a great affinity for
Niner Cowboy fans. We do have a pretty profound relationship.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Deep. Who else is in this? Anybody else that we would know that's in this league?
TJ
Kutcher's in it. That's about all that you would know.
Okay.
I would think.
So, has Ashton won it?
Ashton hasn't won it yet.
Ever.
Bro.
He's come so close.
Yeah, he's
over 25.
He's the original eight.
So close.
I started
like it's the NHL.
Yeah, right. Year 2000, because I got here in 99. It's September the 11th, 1999 is when I moved here. First week of the season, didn't play fantasy. I was mad all year about it. Started the league in 2000. There was eight of us. I was using USA Today. I was keeping stats by hand.
No,
he's finished second. second probably the 5-6 times he's gotten to the championship, but he's never won. But he's had so much success in his life that, you know what, I'm okay with not TJ, winning.
Ashton wins in other areas. He doesn't need to win a fantasy football title, although honestly, yes, I'm sure he would give up everything else in his life for that title in this league.
He very much would, to the point where every year now he's like, I'm just not going to play. Not playing.
Listen, of course he's playing. Guys, sure. Obviously, he's a blessed man. Okay, all of us here in this room are blessed in some way, shape, or form. Okay,
but he's a good guy.
No, I understand that. But in fantasy, you can't bring anything else into the equation to balance out anything, as you know. When you win in fantasy, you're walking around that Monday night like you have just one life.
That's the greatest thing.
And then if you lose that fantasy week, you are waking up Tuesday morning saying, why am I so depressed?
Right.
And then you have to then remind yourself about the blessings in your life.
The onset of the depression comes Sunday sometimes.
You know early.
I mean, if you're waiting for that Monday night game for something, it's a long shot.
Right.
Unless you're just tacking on points.
Correct.
Monday Night Miracle. So
that's what I'm saying. You can't say, well, Ashton's a good guy, or, you know, he's in 2.5 men and he's got these residuals. No.
Well, I want to clear that up, because just because you get a charmed life doesn't necessarily mean you're precluded from being able to win a fantasy football league. Nor does just being a good guy do the same, but I feel for the guy. Right. I feel for him. The TJ, how many times have you won it, TJ?
I'm a 3-time champion in a highly competitive fantasy
league. So we got a 3-time champ and a 2-time champ.
We have five championships.
And
two
we got 0.5 men.
I will say this, though. Eric also very successful, very charmed, lived a great life, and yet he's somehow won 2. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
And that 70s show is now that Zeros show, right? Okay, I could keep going on. Let's talk about One Fast Move, sir.
Okay.
What attracted you to the script, to the role, and all of that stuff?
Well, of course, I mean, the material was great. The script was great. The character was great. The dynamics between the father and son were, I thought, interesting to play. Mm-hmm. I thought they might have presented a challenge. Some of it may have felt a little bit personal to me. And the actors that I was fortunate enough to work with made it even that much sweeter. So, you know, I love racing motorcycles. I love motorcycles. I don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I love watching MotoGP. This is something that was interesting to me. And just to have the script actually be good and the characters be good at the same time was something I leapt at and very proud of this movie.
What's it like hanging with Edward James Olmos on a set? I mean,
he's just cool. I mean, how he sounds in that clip is how Edward James Olmos is. He's just like, he's cool.
Did you pick his brain about anything in his career or something like that?
Well, he's the biggest baseball fan I've ever met.
No kidding.
The biggest baseball fan I've ever met. And whenever he's not working, he's watching his iPhone.
He's on the MLB app?
He's on the MLB app. He's got a baseball game on. Any game. He'll watch any game. He loves the Dodgers. He's a diehard Dodger fan, but he'll watch any baseball game. If you have him on, you guys can talk baseball for days.
No kidding.
Yes.
All right. I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
I thought I would just talk to him about Battlestar Galactica. That's just the one thing that I would just pull out of
this. He'll talk to you about that, too, but he loves baseball.
The Borg, known as Shohei Ohtani. You know? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay. That's awesome. And that's available right now on Prime Video, available on Roku. Everybody should check out One Fast Move with Eric Dane. So just hitting the Wayback Machine, is it true that you tried out for your role in Grey's Anatomy for the pilot, but didn't appear until 2 seasons later for the first time?
I auditioned for the pilot. I tested for the role in the pilot and didn't get it, and then was called back a couple years later for a guest starring role. That I ended up doing, mm-hmm. that turned into a regular role that I ended up doing 140 episodes of that show.
And it wasn't the same character that you tried out for?
No, it was the other guy.
McDreamy?
It was the other one, McSteamy.
Okay. No, I know that.
Yeah.
So,
McDreamy was the character that I had tested for.
Tested for?
Yeah.
So that no McDreamy.
And they didn't think I was the dream.
But you were the steam.
They thought I was the steam.
He had 19 abs, so at that point.
Okay.
So,
you know. Well, I mean, I'm assuming the 19 are still there, TJ.
No, no, no. My daughter asked me recently where my abs went.
How'd that go for you?
Yeah, I don't know. Honey, they go. It's a fact of life, babe.
No, no.
They go away.
You should do what I do. I blame it on the child.
It's all your fault.
Exactly. If it wasn't for you, I'd be in the gym. You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm still on best dad ever. I don't know how it happens.
I'm going to use that one. I just get mugs.
Wow. Okay. So that's how that worked, is that you eventually got the role on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I ended up on that show one way or another. I found my way onto that show and into that world, and it was great.
I would watch that show with my wife frequently, and I was wondering to myself how anybody in that hospital actually got better. Because everybody was hooking up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I just, like, somebody could need medical care, not getting it.
Right.
Because somebody's hooking up somewhere.
Right. No need that, to, like, you know, I was often asked, like, yeah. Did you do research on your in your field? And I'm like, I did research on, like, relationships.
That's
I do research on plastic surgery because there was very little surgerying happening.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you go to that hospital, more than likely, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Because the doctor's not on call. You know what I mean?
Although we did perform some miraculous cases here and there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but for the most time, we had some amazing relationships. And thank God for that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what kept the show going.
That's
it. It wasn't the medical. It wasn't the lives we were saving.
It wasn't the breakthrough?
No.
Oh God! All right. So when is your draft? When's your fantasy?
Do we have a date?
Oh, yeah. So they wanted me to announce this. Our draft will be on Wednesday, September the 4th.
Oh, that doesn't work for me. I'm kidding. I'll be there.
I'm about to say, chime into the group chat.
By the way, good choice though. I couldn't. You can't do a fantasy draft during now. Like you can't. You can't do it. You got to wait till every rosters are set. Is everyone healthy going into week one? You do it the night before.
Of course.
That's the way you do it.
I don't care how a rookie looks game two of the preseason.
No, you're not going to take that cheese.
I'm not taking anything. Eric, I'm waiting. Yes.
I just realized I'm going to be in Kansas City.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, is that a Tuesday?
No, it's Wednesday. It's our Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
So are you telling us that date does not work for you?
No, yes, he is. No,
yes,
excuse
he
me.
Is.
I'm telling you that date does not work for him.
No, I mean, if I get to do it online, I'll do it online.
Well, we're going to have to pivot and course correct here, TJ.
Yeah, I just now thought of it. Hoskins got in my ears, like, we'll be in Kansas
That's
City.
Right.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
On the weekend.
This just did.
Right.
We're bringing our show to the home opener for the Chiefs.
Oh, that'll be great.
It will be great.
Yes.
I know, unless you're a commissioner of a very important fantasy league that Ashton Kutcher's never
I'll
won.
I'll push a couple days just for that.
There you go. So how about over the weekend, TJ?
We got guys who have their wedding anniversary.
You got to stay flexible.
Come on.
You got to stay flexible in this league.
Commissioners must pivot.
Wow.
I mean, how do you think Roger Goodell stayed around?
I have nothing to do for a while.
That?
I can
date.
Well, my dates
date
are open.
Like 2 weeks ago, and it just now hit me. Like, wow, oh crap!
That's fantastic.
All right, I'm glad we worked this out.
So am I. I had a date for about 18 seconds, and now the date's gone.
Poof. Is there a trophy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where, is it like the Stanley Cup where it travels?
It's a trophy, and you get to keep it for the year. And it is an actual substantial trophy that you get. The loser has to get the name of the winner engraved into the trophy.
Okay.
I brought it in here before.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
but so the loser
ago.
Is in charge of the engraving.
Well, correct.
That was the idea. But it turns out I'm the one who always goes and gets it engraved. Like, the person doesn't do it, so I go
do
it.
The three-time champ is getting things engraved?
That's not right.
Well, the engraver is like literally like a two-minute drive from my crib, so I just want to make sure it looks
okay, well,
uniform,
then that's your
so
job.
I take it.
That's on you. It's a two-minute drive from your house.
So I make sure it's done right, because we let Travis Case do it once, and he got some font that was completely different than the other font on the trophy.
Well,
so I was like, I'll handle it.
Good luck to Kane is able. And good
Thank
luck
you.
To One Fast Move as
Thank
well.
You.
Available for streaming right now exclusively on Prime Video. Check it out. It was released yesterday. You can do that at this very moment. But we still have a little bit more time off from this program. Great to see you, Eric Dane.
Great to see you,
Right
Rich.
Back at you. At Real Eric Dane on Instagram. Check that out if you wish. Back here on The Rich Eisen Show to wrap things up on this Friday in a sec.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. I'm sure by now you've all gotten back into your Sunday routines, but they could be even better. With NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get the most live NFL games all in one place, every game, every Sunday, and you can even watch up to four different games at once with MultiView, one of my favorite inventions of this decade. It's exactly what you need to catch all the action, make your Sundays more magical, and also, YouTube TV is great. I got it this year. It's awesome. Sign up now at youtube.com/BS. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
Are you tired of losing your fantasy football league year after year? Lindsay Rhodes, Emmy-winning sportscaster and football analyst, is your new secret weapon on the Believe Fantasy Football Show.
Watch the quarterbacks and his ADP. I think he has massive high-end upside.
Get expert analysis on player rankings.
Wide receiver 22 in fantasy, Cecil Shorts.
That kid can run, so I'm thinking he can have a breakout season this year.
And you can too by searching the Believe Fantasy Football Show. That's B-L-E-A-V wherever you listen.
Let's get to it with the Big Lebowski. How were you introduced to that film?
I ran into the Coen brothers a couple of years before that, I guess, at a party, and they said, we're writing something for you. I say, oh, great, because I was a big fan of Blood Simple and some other earlier films. And then I got the script, and I said, what? This is not like anything I've done. Were you spying? Did you crash some of my high school parties? And where did this guy come from?
Was that character based on anybody that you know?
Yeah, it was based on a guy named Jeff Dowd. For them, they used him quite a bit. I met him. He came on the script. I didn't use him too much. I really referenced myself. and the script, you know.
When did you realize that this film would become, in many ways, you can't even call it a cult. It's a classic. It's just a flat-out classic now.
Yeah, yeah.
For the Big Lebowski.
I was surprised, because we had a great time making it, and we were all, laughing and, thinking, this was a fun movie. We didn't think it was going to be anything like it was today, but I was surprised when it first came out and did nothing. It was like, kind of a bomb. And then it played in Europe, and they got it. And then it splashed back over on our shores, and he grew to become
as one of our colleagues on this show has a friend who went to a Lebowski bar in Iceland.
Oh, yeah, got a drink. Yeah. We have Lebowski Fests. I've been to one. I played with my band at a Lebowski Fest. That was my Beatle moment, can you imagine? Playing to a sea of dudes and bowling pins and moms. It was just totally surreal. Oh, my God.
I love that. Check out the whole interview. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, game time tickets. Start buying tickets, baseball games in particular, with the game time app. On your phone, you'll find out they're an authorized ticket marketplace, making getting baseball tickets even faster and easier. You know, prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. You can browse through the Game Time app and check everything out. The last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, views from your seat, from all seats in the venue. Lowest price guarantee. There's an event cancellation protection as well. You take the guesswork straight out of buying baseball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code RICH. $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price guaranteed. You know, how come when we're in these meetings and Liz says to us, Eric Dane is coming in, you don't say like, oh yeah, I'm in a fantasy league with him for 17 years. You don't say those things.
I mean, sometimes it's better when the story just happens.
No, it would be great to know. But then he come out here, it looks like you're in a family reunion, and I'm like, what's happening?
Well, I haven't seen him.
Monaco to El Segundo.
I haven't seen him in, like, you know, 11 months. No. So
okay. Yeah. Well, at any rate, good luck to you, sir.
I would thank
you. Let's go to the phone lines. You remember yesterday when after we said goodbye to Christian Watson, and we said that the Packers really haven't had too many people call in for the win-loss game, and I said, oh, Claire, I want to hear from you. Paul from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, yes, is on the phone line. What's up, Paul?
Well, hey, Rich. Long time, first time.
Did you hear my clarion call? Did you hear me?
I did. I do have to be honest. I live in Altoona, which is a suburb of Eau Claire, but I figured close enough.
You know what?
Altoona? Is that what he said?
You're Eau Claire adjacent. You're in the area. That's fine with me. You want to do this thing? You want to play the win-loss?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
From the heart of Packer country.
It is Altoona, Wisconsin.
Altoona, Wisconsin, yeah. Near Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Altoona stand up.
All right. What happens in Brazil taking on the Eagles?
So they go down there. The heat might be a factor, but they're going to come out with the dub there.
That's a dub. Home for the Colts.
Now, I think this is a little bit of a trap game here. Coming off the travel, and Anthony Richardson looking really good.
Oh.
I think they take the L on that one.
Really? Oh, wow. A home opening loss.
I'm being pragmatic here.
At the Titans.
You know, Rich, I've heard you talk about the Titans a lot. And once again, I think the Titans are sneaky as well.
And?
Taking
the L. Wow.
Hey, it's all right.
All right, Paul. We got to get the gummies kicking in now here. No, I'm just kidding. Home for the Vikings.
This is where the Aaron Jones revenge game falls short, and they take the dub.
2-2 at the Rams.
Once again, I think Stafford, with his receivers healthy, I think it's another trap game. They're going to take the L on that one.
2-3, home for the Cardinals.
This one, it's a get-right game. They win this one.
Home for the Texans. Home for the Texans.
Once again, another tough matchup. C.J. Stroud's looking good. I'm going to be pragmatic. I think they take the loss on this
one. Wow, that's another home loss, man, at the Jaguars.
Oh, this one, Packers fans, they travel well. They're going to take the W on that.
4-4, home for the Lions.
Okay, Lions are good, but this is home. The Lions have struggled at Lambeau. Going to get the dub.
5-4 off the bye at the Bears.
Okay, now. Yeah. This is the rivalry, right?
Yes, it is.
So,
correct.
I think a lot of Packers fans don't want to buy into Caleb, but I think the dominance has been a little too one-sided. The Bears are going to get them in this one.
Wow. Home for the Niners.
Okay. Now, here's something you need to know about this week.
Okay.
This is the opening of gun deer season in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of hungover, tired guys in the tree stands. They're going to come in for this, you know, late window game. And they might as well sleep through it because the Niners are just too good.
Wow. This is very sobering to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Home for the Dolphins on a Thanksgiving night. Thanksgiving night, Dolphins. Let's finish up strong, Paul.
Okay. Here we go. So here comes this is a dub.
Okay. Then at the Lions next week. At the Lions the next week.
I'm going to split with the Lions. This is a no.
At the Seahawks.
Once again, tough game. I think Geno gets it, taking the L on
that. Home for the Saints on a Monday night.
Okay, this is where they start going. Going to win that one.
At the Vikings.
Oh, once again, Aaron Jones does not get his revenge. That's a dub.
And then home for the Bears.
And here's the big reveal. They take the L because I'm a Bears fan living in Wisconsin.
Oh, Paul! Wow! What an absolute night satellite! Oh, my twist!
What a twist!
I smelled that coming, Paul. Something was
unbelievable.
Up.
Unbelievable!
Now, Rich, I do have to ask parenting. It says house divided, and I have three sons, and I'm a lifelong Bears fan, but I don't want my kids to suffer. You know, do I let them go with the green and gold and the golden
and?
Knot that has been all the quarterbacks they've had?
No, you have Caleb Williams. Make them be Bears fans.
Paul in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I mean, this is...
Wow.
This has been mind-blowing.
I didn't see this.
I thought you were just being a reasonable, half-empty fan.
Yeah, like looking into the abyss, and instead he's like...
He put the okey-doke on.
He was like the Manchurian candidate.
The Bears. The Bears.
Paul, stick to the program. This is your team, man.
Are you like in the CIA or something? Like, what is your job?
Yes, Paul.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all good, man.
That was awesome.
No.
I'm a Bears fan in Eau Claire, and when I heard Eau Claire, I figured I had to call it.
I appreciate it. From the state of Wisconsin, had no idea it was the deep state.
Right.
Thanks, Paul. There you go.
Thank you.
So what was the final?
So hold on a minute. Yeah. He went,
like
hold on
6
a minute.
And 12.
I'm like, wait a minute. Home loss.
6 and 11?
Losing to the Titans. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. It says Paul in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and then I'll put an asterisk next to it. Bears fan. Boy, we've done this win-loss game a lot. That's the first time we had somebody calling in professing to be somebody he's not.
Well, he never said he was a Packer fan.
We're just assuming.
Lived there. He had the accent.
He's from there, but he's a Bears fan living in Wisconsin.
That must be tough. Yeah, I understand.
Like a cowboy fan living in the heart of Pennsylvania.
Paul's from Altoona and roots for the rival. TJ from Altoona, Pittsburgh, roots for the
something about Altoona.
What a top rope. You know what?
Something in the Altoona water.
In a way, yes. It just gives you pause. Can you trust anybody? But at the very end of it, you appreciate the spite.
Oh, yeah.
You appreciate the spite.
Well done.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.